is Lena J. Weiner, editor of SearchCRM.com, and today we're speaking with Dana Steele, former Houston disc jockey and current business process expert and motivational speaker. Dana, why don't you tell us a little bit about what life was like as a DJ?
Oh, it was a lot of fun from what I can remember. No, we had a great time. I was on the air during the 80s and, you know, late 70s, all through the 80s, early 90s, so the days of Van Halen and ZZ Top and, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But maybe because I was raised by a dad who was an entrepreneur and had a lot of business sense, I just early on saw that it needed to be treated more like a business. And I'm not saying I wasn't wild and didn't have fun, but I also saw that, you know, something as simple as answering the request line was going to endear me to my customers, i.e. my listeners. So, you know, even though it was wild and it was fun and it was great and, you know, it's wonderful stories to continue to be able to tell, I also looked at it as a business and learned so much about customer service from being on the radio.
So what are some life lessons you learned as a DJ that you can apply to offering top-notch customer service?
Doing something that you're truly passionate about so that, you know, you can work midnight to six and file records back for hours and still want to come back the next day. But in order to be truly successful and to get out of that midnight to six shift and get into morning drive or afternoon drive, you have to figure out what your listeners, your fans, your customers, your clients, you've got to figure out what they're passionate about. And if you find a way to feed those passions, and give them what it is they're looking for, they'll come back again and again and again. That would be one of the first things I learned. I also learned that you've got to constantly create relationships. I did that with my listeners and also with the record people, so that I constantly got invited to the good parties and the good concerts, and I got the good tickets, and I got to go to the cool dinners and got to go hang out in the bar with the band after the show. That was all because of relationships I developed with people. Knowledge. I like to call these the rock star principles of success. Passion, networking, knowledge. Just keeping up with what's going on in the world around you. Because I really don't think, you know, I don't think I could have done a good show for my listeners, just like I don't think a company can serve their customers if they don't have a basic idea of what's going on in the world, in everything across the board. You know, as simple as getting up and listening or watching or reading the news in the morning before you do anything else, just so you don't, you know, stick your foot in your mouth or whatever, or miss an opportunity. And then the fourth one would be just appreciation. I learned to constantly give back by appearing at charities or, you know, mentioning, you know, happy birthday to so-and-so on the air when a listener would call. Just little shows of what I like to call wow the customer. Do something for them that, again, makes them feel appreciated.
What would you say the difference is between one-hit wonders and rock stars when it comes to customer service? How can providing good customer service get you to the top of your industry?
Well, you know, one-hit wonders think they're done. They're there. They're at the top. I don't have to do the work anymore. I'm a rock star. Look at me. Hoo-hoo. I'm a rock star. I don't have to be nice to anybody. I don't have to do anything. I'm not getting up. I'm not going to do that interview. I'm not going to go hold that baby. I'm not going to shake that fan's hand. You know, we're number one. We don't have to do that anymore. And that's why they're one-hit wonders, because they chase everybody away. The rock stars that stay in business, whether it's Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones or Apple, you know, the reason they stay in business is because they're constantly sharing their passion with the fans. Walk into an Apple store. You can tell me all you want about Apple stock. Walk into an Apple store. It's exciting. It's fun. The customers are happy. The people waiting on you are happy. They're knowledgeable. And they're ready to help you and ready to do something. And they never sit back and go, hey, we're Apple, figure it out for yourself. And that's what rock stars do. Is a perfect example is Lady Gaga. When Lady Gaga, whether you love her or not, and I personally love her. I think she's brilliant. When she found out she was, like, the number one pop star on the planet, with, you know, selling the most records, making the most money, breaking all kinds of records like the Beatles and Michael Jackson, her people celebrated, but she locked herself in the bathroom with a panic attack because her first thought was, yeah, but what am I going to do next? How am I going to get better? And over the years, if you watch her, each time she gives a little more. She pushes the envelope a little more. Her next album is coming out not only as an album, but as an app, an interactive app. She's constantly finding a way to give the customer more.
Would you say that great customer service is a barometer of success for a company? Can you get big without offering great customer service?
I think they all offer great customer service to begin with, and when they get big, they forget. The first time a mobile phone company comes along that doesn't treat us like dirt under the rug, let me tell you, we're all going to flock there. We're all going to go there, and it's just a matter of time before people start saying, "Nope, I'm not going to be treated like this anymore. This is crazy." I don't want to name specific brands, but there's one particular bank that I haven't seen anybody write anything nice about them on Twitter or blogs or Facebook or anything. And I know they're hurting, and they're a major, major brand. But it's because people finally just got fed up. And I think what a lot of these major companies are forgetting is that times have changed. You could treat the customer that way maybe, you know, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, and get away with it. Now, everybody has a voice. Everybody has social media. A lot of these big companies just poo-poo social media. Yeah, yeah, they're using it. They know it's a big deal, but they don't think it's going to hurt them. And you know what? It is. Look at how many, I hate to say it, but a perfect example is Anthony Weiner. He was at the top of his game, and social media is bringing him down. Twice now, it looks like.
Can you give us some examples of bands you've worked with that have given excellent customer service to their fans?
Oh, Van Halen, specifically Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar has always been and always will be at the top of my list. He just knows it. He's there doing when he does an interview with a DJ, he's prepared, he's funny, he's engaged, he can talk about more than just his show. He brings some value to the show, and he's so gracious with the fans, and he's constantly connecting, and he's talking to his fans on social media, and he's showing them that he appreciates their opinions and their ideas and just the fact they're around. And he's always creating concerts and creating events and creating things on his website. The Rolling Stones do the same thing. The Rolling Stones, every single show gets better and better with giant inflatables or whatever. And also part of customer service is, it really is giving the customer what they want. And it sounds silly, but like part of the customer service for the Rolling Stones is when you go to see the Rolling Stones, I don't want to see a fat Mick Jagger who can't move singing on stage. Part of Mick Jagger's appeal is his sex appeal and that strut and the fact that he's the man turned 70. He's running back and forth across the stage. He does everything he can to keep in shape, to give the fans and the customers what they want.
To make sure that they can't get no satisfaction?
That's it. There you go. Very good. You're better at that than I am.
How might that translate to customer service within a company?
You know, listen to your customers. Why did they come to you in the first place? I was just working on a new post for fastcompany.com when we started this podcast. And there was a great post by DJ Waldo of Waldo Socials the other day. He just went off on a tirade against companies that say, you know, thank you for paying your bill. We have received your bill. Do not reply to the effect. Let me see. What does it say right here? Please do not reply to me. Please do not reply to this email. This email goes to an unmonitored mailbox. It's like, stop that. You're missing opportunities to engage with the customer. Yes, they might use it to complain, but they might also use it for a compliment or a great suggestion. He had a perfect example. He said it would be like, I'm looking at it right now, it would be like walking into your local phone store to pay your monthly invoice. You walk up to the counter and hand the employee a check that covers the full amount due. The employee takes your check and says, "Please do not reply to me. Replies to me are routed to an unmonitored device." You wouldn't do that. Companies that want to improve their customer service, wow the customer. Find a way to give them a little extra. Find a way to fix their problem. Find a way to wow them. Find a way to make them feel like you're actually caring and taking care of them. Another perfect example is of what companies can be doing is listen to what my neighbor said. Literally at the dinner table last night, we were talking about our local video game store that we both go to because we both have a favorite employee there. And here's what she said. "The employees at our local video game store are friendly but cold." She said, if that makes sense. Think about that. They're friendly but cold, good but not great, doing their job, but all according to a script. She goes, it just doesn't feel personal. They're nice. There's nothing really to complain about. But she said, you know, they're reading off a script. They're like robots talking to me. She goes, all except one. That one remembers us, says hello, remembers our name, and even goes the extra mile and calls us when there's a special she knows we'd be interested in. You know, and that's what I'm trying to get across to companies. Listen to what I just said. That customer went the extra, or that employee went the extra mile, that apparently it's not required because the rest of them don't do it. And here, you know, I've posted about it. We're talking about it. It becomes the most incredible free advertising for your company. Free advertising. Why is Zappos so huge, other than the fact I can get 10 pair of shoes, not pay shipping, and send them back without shipping? It's because when you call Zappos and say, I have a problem, they say, let me fix it.
Dana, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, be sure to visit searchcrm.com.